Welcome to another episode of the Thrive Kombucha Podcast. I'm Elijah, the founder of Thrive Brew Kombucha Co., an up-and-coming kombucha brewery in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. At Thrive Brew, our mission is to brew clean, crushable kombucha to nourish you to thrive. This podcast is simply an extension of that mission where we reflect and share the ins and outs of the journey it's been building out a nourished kombucha community. If you find any value or enjoyment from this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it if you would leave a rating and a review on the platform you are listening to. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes that promote our favorite fermented beverage. Cheers. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to be talking all about online shipping of beverages, maybe a little bit in general, but specifically Thrive Brew Kombucha. What's going on, Trev?
Today's a new day.
Every day's a new day.
Yesterday wasn't. Well, it was at some point.
It was.
Yep.
Now it's not.
Today's not Thursday, is what I mean.
Yeah. Recording on a Monday. We're playing around with it on our scheduling.
Yep.
Not that it matters to you at all, people, but it's a Monday here, right now.
Yes. we're trying out a new schedule for the way we're podcasting, and today end up getting pushed back a little bit further than we intended. So if there's any complaints, I'm just going to blame it on that.
Blame it.
Yep.
It's just that small business life, man. We ran out of some flavors. Our distributor needed them ASAP Mundo. More importantly, our vendors needed them.
Yes.
And so got after it. Trey and Trev got after it early and delivered it over there. It's on its way to you.
Yes. Those who can find our stuff on our map feature.
It's a thing.
Yes.
Check it out. Yeah, it's spanning out little by little. I got some more trips planned. We'll see if I can spread the good news of the booch. One interaction at a time.
One interaction at a time.
Spreading that living beverages vibe.
You got something special coming up tomorrow. Do you want to talk about that at all?
I can quickly. And then we'll get after it.
Yeah.
Got a little sampling at EKU University, about 20 minutes south of Lexington. Really stoked up about it. One of the first universities to take us on, which is super rad, and really excited to just see people's facial reactions to kombucha for the first time. It never gets old.
It's always the best.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll be fun. There'll be lots of, it's cool. I love being able to be the person that introduces people to living foods and beverages through the medium of kombucha, maybe for the first time for a lot of people that have never come into contact with this world of things. So very excited to be able to do that, especially at such a malleable age to where you're just finding your way when you're that 18 to 20-ish range and you don't know what's what. And it's like, to be able to infuse some good, fun nutrition their way.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll set them onto a good trajectory. Maybe not. But maybe.
Well, colleges need it.
I mean, I don't want to get sued because I don't know how much we're supposed to say. But
yeah,
all I've got to say is I hate Coca-Cola. And I say it at least three times where Trev can hear me say it a day.
Yep.
Usually louder as the day progresses.
That's true.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. And that's actually what you say every time. I hate Coca-Cola, and that's all I have to say about that.
That's all that needs to be said.
Yep.
For a myriad of reasons. Maybe we'll have a whole episode about my hatred for them one day. No, we'll probably get sued. We better not.
Just say
soda company.
Soda company.
That is red.
A soda company.
Yeah.
So the real question is, why are we doing an episode about our online shipping?
Well, you know, it's a cool feature that we've been able to implement, and there's some really cool, unique elements to how we're able to do it now. Mm-hmm. And we changed a few little things that we're going to kind of do a little update on here about, but And just a little bit in general, as I was thinking about this topic, just shipping beverages in general, just hit on that and how we think that we're able to make the experience of getting our stuff in the mail worth a while.
Yeah. So what were some things you were thinking about?
With that specifically?
Yeah.
Well, one thing is as soon as you start looking into, which you did plenty of this, so you'll be able to resonate with this, Trev. When you start looking into on what?
I can either resonate or I'll groan.
When you start looking into shipping, it is a, it's a bear.
Groan.
It's a bear. It has lots of complications, lots of just problems to solve that seem unsolvable when you first start. Because you want it to be a quality method. You want it to get there safely, securely. You also want it to get there timely, which really matters for our product specifically. But you also want to get it there at a good price point for our customers.
Yeah. If it's cost effective for us, it's cost effective for our customers.
Yeah. Something like that. At least that's the matrix that you're trying to solve.
Yes.
And so
the most cost effective it could be for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hard problem to solve. So that's where a couple of the cool things that, did I answer your question?
I just said, well, you had mentioned some thoughts that you had, were having about shipping beverages, and I was just wondering what those thoughts were.
It's just a matrix to solve because beverages, they're heavy.
They are.
Liquid is heavy.
Liquid is
all you have to do is pick up a little six-stool keg to find out how heavy beverages are.
Yeah.
And weight equals moolah in the shipping world.
Yes.
Yeah. So the more something weighs, the more difficult it is to ship.
Yep.
Pretty common sense. But with liquid,
there's so much more to it that makes it more complicated.
There's so many more things.
Between zones and locations and pricing based upon those zones and
speed of delivery.
Speed of delivery, yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't get a uniform price.
We definitely don't claim to be experts at this. It's still a growing feature wing of our business. We're still learning a lot. But we've been talking, me and Trev has been talking. He's the one that does most of the fulfillment. We've been talking to try to get it a little more seamless, a little more streamlined, a little more on point. So yeah, we're going to talk about some of those things.
Absolutely. So, I guess we'll talk about some of those updates.
Okay.
A little bit.
One of the big updates is we've moved to where we're now able to ship our flagship flavors specifically in our in-house branding, which is super rad. We weren't able to do that for a little while just due to the nature of everything. Yeah. Lots of reasons why.
Some of the overlap of changes we made around the middle of this year, actually.
Yeah.
It was one of those things that we didn't quite get to, but we now have updated quite a bit. So now we can actually send people our actual cans.
Yes.
Because beforehand we were putting them in cans independently, and then we had a separate label than what we usually do.
And we're manually filling them.
But now we can kind of include fulfilling these with our already process of all of our cans.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
Which is super rad because even if we don't distribute to your area, but you see all those pretty pictures online, those beautiful cans,
yes,
we can now ship those to you so you can try out some of these flagship flavors. You know, and some people think about flagships as kind of like, especially those who are in beverage culture, like probably everyone who's listening to this podcast, it's like the cores can kind of seem a little boring, but the thing is these are the natural winning flavors that have just rose to the surface.
These
are the winner chicken dinners. We do test batches. We love small batch, trying new things. These are the tried and true, baby. These are the ones that have excited the most taste buds that have that have tried them.
They were not originally flagships.
They were
not. They became flagships.
They rose to the surface.
Absolutely. Thrive used to have tons of options they could get. But these were the ones that kept getting attention. We even considered, going different routes because it'd be more cost effective, or we could maintain quality a lot easier. But these easier production, easier access to ingredients. But for one, the crew loved these, and our clientele loved them so much. It just didn't seem actually the most wise thing to cut them. So we kept them, and they fly through our fridges.
They do, man.
They really do.
So that's really exciting that we're able to do that now, and we're able to send it to you in the actual, in the branding.
Yeah.
In our actual cans that come off our actual canning line, which is super rad, super excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to actually experience color.
Yep.
This time, which usually I always feel, after we had done this, I was kind of feeling bad. I was like, wow, because everyone's really excited. They get it and they open it up and it's just black and white and steely, which we thought were like, okay, this is still pretty cool, but it's
got the test batch feel.
Yeah, it does.
It's got that underground type of feel.
It does. And there's something cool to that, but I feel like opening all of it up and then getting these massive pops of color, which we have been so intentional about in our branding, mm-hmm. is going to be really exciting.
Absolutely.
Very, very exciting.
So that's one really exciting part. The other thing that's pretty cool and unique about the way we're able to do things at this stage in the game is one of our favorite things as beverage producers, as people who are in beverage culture, is getting downright creative with the process. We love making new things, trying new things. And so we're always making test batches. We're always trying new things. And when we try those new things, it's not like we can just put those, we can't go get a label designed, literally go get nutrition. I mean, like all this crazy stuff it takes to do stuff on scale. We can't do all that and get it distributed to all our places. It's just, there's too much chaos to do that. So it's not feasible. But one thing that's really cool about this, our online shipping portal, one thing that this is probably the coolest part about it that really makes it worthwhile is that all of our test batch flavors we can now offer through our online sales.
Yes.
Which is super rad. Sometimes we'll be doing batches literally, I mean, like when we started, we'll be doing 5 gallon batches, sometimes 15 gallon batches, you know, these little batches that we're just testing the waters on. There's a cool thing that pops up down at the farmer's market. We want to do that. There's a cool flavor combination that we think of or brainstorm on and come out with, or there's a specific ingredient that just inspires us and we try to pair it with a few others and see how it goes. And so we come up with these just varied, they really just vary and how we come to them. And we're able to package those up and ship those out all over the U.S.
Yeah.
Which is pretty rad.
Yeah, because originally we wouldn't make that available. Like, it wouldn't be available to anyone apart from what is made available locally, because we have them for our, right now we're back in the...
Back
in the brewery. So usually it's a growler only kind of situation.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're going to make 2 6-stall kegs of this.
Yeah.
And we're going to throw it on our taps, and we're open on Saturdays. And the local crowd can come in, we can chat about it, we can pour some samples, and you can get a growler fill of it. And that's the only way you can get it.
Yeah.
Now with this new method, we're able to spread that kombucha community, communal trying through people that are passionate about the process, but that don't live anywhere near us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's pretty rad.
Yeah. So you have the, so we have the flagships, we have the test batch. Talk a little bit about our pepper line, because that one is also available that we don't distribute.
For any of you that have ever used kegerators on a pretty regular basis, you'll realize that if you've ever put a very strong flavor through one of those lines, it's going to stick in there. I learned this lesson probably the first 3 months of operation, because we started making our PJ flavor, pineapple plus jalapeno, like probably 3 months in. It's been on the journey.
It's still one of my favorite flavors.
It's a good one. It is. Yeah. It's funny because it's like a hit and miss. Like we have a crowd of people that literally come in and fill up 7 growlers of that flavor.
Yep. It's a polarizing one.
And then you have people that come in, try it, absolutely hate it. Like it's one of those weird things.
But if you're a flavor person, the experience of it alone is really quite fun, because it's so. Is there any producers you know of that have a pepper flavor that is very, that they consistently sell?
Yeah, I know a few.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I've not had any. Like,
yeah, there's not many.
There's not many.
And it's, there's not hardly any in our region.
It's a bold move to go the pepper route. But if you like just unique experiences, it's a good one.
Absolutely. Makes a killer spicy margarita.
It really does. Oh man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Those were good.
Mocktail or a cocktail.
Yep.
We decided to, once we fell in love with this flavor, I put another I think it was like a strawberry basil line through that line I knew that things were happening. And I had a couple customers that were just like, this does not quite taste right. Type of a thing. And so I went back and tried it, and it was like, oh, holy crap. This is strawberry basil with jalapeno.
Yeah.
Not really what I was going for. And so we realized pretty quick.
I would have liked it.
You would have. We realized pretty quick if we were going to do pepper flavors, then we were going to need to dedicate one of our lines as a pepper line. Yeah. So now at the shop, through our kegerator, we have a dedicated pepper line. And so you can clean them and soak them for long periods of time and get it out, but it's just, for any sort of a functional basis, you need it to be dedicated or just not have it at all. Mm-hmm. So anyways, right now we got the PJ on. We do some other cycles of some other ones. We've done like a honey cayenne before. We've done our mango tahine, and we've done some others in the past as well. So,
and I think after, because Trey just made some pineapple jalapeno, and I think mango tahine is next on the docket.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep.
But if you never tried a pepper one, check ours out. We kind of do a unique process with ours. Some people just kind of like infuse the full, like just chop up the peppers, infuse it with the seeds and all, or maybe just the skins and the peppers without the seeds, and just kind of infuse it into the brew. And that brings out a lot of the spiciness. And like, we kind of take a little bit different take. We actually cold press our peppers with the pineapples. And I'll just leave it at this. It's a unique experience.
It is.
It's unexpected.
Yeah.
Take it out of the can, pour it into a nice glass, give it a whiff, give it another whiff, and then take a drink and see if it's what you were expecting. I think you'll have a nice little surprise.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. So we got a pepper line. That's something that we only offer locally, but now through this program, we're able to ship it right to your door.
Yeah.
You're in Northern California? We got you. You're in Miami, Florida? We got you. Maine, Tejas, Nebraska. Okay, I can't think of any more.
If you're anywhere else in the U.S., you can get this.
You can get it, baby.
Absolutely.
So that's a really cool thing. The other thing, we can talk a little bit about Test Batch. Like we were talking earlier, this is probably the coolest feature is we do these one-off test batches of some things that are just like grown in my backyard, literally. Yep. From the compost that comes from the shop.
What was that blackberry one
that
we did a while ago?
Blackberry sage.
That was a good one.
From the farm garden, man. Yep. I call it the farmyard. But yeah, we grew a bunch. Our sage went bonkers, and we put in some blackberry bushes a couple years ago. So we harvested those fresh blackberries, which there's nothing like it in the world.
No.
And then some fresh sage and infused it in there, and it was absolutely phenomenal. But we do lots of one-off things like that to where now there's access online to where you can be a part of that experience. Connect with us on the Patreon, connect with us online when we release it, and kind of build that beverage kombucha community. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's, like we've talked about before on this podcast, it's like you're not usually going to have a neighbor or probably barely any of your friends that are like into kombucha as much as you are, a person that's allotting your precious and valuable time to a kombucha podcast. We know you're into it, yeah, just like us. And so it's cool. The cool thing for us has been able to connect with the kombucha fanatics that are, I mean, all over the country, because you usually don't have tons of people that are in this niche setting. So it's cool to connect with people that share that same value from distances away. And this is the way that we can do it. So our first kind of test batch that we got on there, well, we got a couple of really cool ones coming up.
Oh, we got some really cool ones coming up.
We talking about the one we were drinking, right?
We hadn't brought it up yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we got a new one that's been kind of sticking around a little bit more than not lately because it's been just freaking delicious. We've got our new, kind of new, Sapphire flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Newly named. Which is a nice blend of blueberries and hops. And we're not indicating the hops yet because we're trying it with a lot of different ones right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying it with some different varietals, seeing what we come to, seeing what we love best. And so, blueberry and hops. It's been awesome. I've literally been destroying this one.
It's so good.
It's delicious. It's just a great pairing. You get that soft berry with the little bit of citrus. Some of the hops we've done got the little tropical vibe, yeah, with that little slight pine resiny, you know, it's
the
so
hop. The hop aromatics are really, really cool.
It's great because blueberries are awesome and they're one of my favorite berries, mm-hmm, but they're kind of muted when you put them in kombucha. They're a little bit muted. They're not very strong unless you like, you'd have to, I mean, you could get enough in there, but at that point it would just be too sweet, yeah, really at that point.
Yeah.
But the, it gives a nice mouthfeel and it gives a nice kind of just softness to it, soft berryness to it. And then the hops just come in and, like you said, give it that huge aromatics to where it kind of just bounces out the glass and gives you a ton of flavor for your sugar buck, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a really good one.
I think we still have some Ocean Blue on there.
The last couple kegs.
Last couple kegs.
Yep. We're coming, at the very end.
Coming to the end of that.
And it's just one of our, we don't can it. It's just one that we do locally, but it's one of the most favorite ones we ever make throughout the year. I mean, I'd say it's top five of ones that we make throughout the year. I mean, it is absolutely refreshing and delicious. I mean, thirst quenching.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep. We got, I think we got about a month before we, transition into some holiday stuff.
It's crazy. Year's flying.
Yep. And so we'll be transitioning from Evan Cider to something new.
Something new.
Something new.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Very exciting. We just pulled the test batch today.
Ooh.
And we're going to tweak a couple things, but I'm telling you what.
Come on.
Right away. It was like holiday in a glass. We'll just put it that way.
Yep. So that's a new feature that we've included is the experience pack as well. So
yeah,
we have the mix and match, and then we have our seasonal, but we make that an exclusive offer.
Yeah, because we include some good little goodies in there for you.
Yeah, we take to calling it the batch is the Evan Cider, so we make the offer the Evan Cider experience. Because we want it's special on its own, but we want to just fully capture the season with it. So we offer some things to help really flesh that out.
Yeah. To make yourself a real nice evening, mm-hmm, put it that way.
Yep. And but we'll be having something for the holidays.
It's coming.
In that vein.
Absolutely. We got some cool things we're working on, and we're going to kind of hone it in. Check out that Evan Cider experience. We want to hear your feedback because we are listening,
yes,
intently to that, because we are really trying to put a We're going to try to put a good amount of effort into our holiday experience release. And we want to hear your feedback, what you love, what you don't love, and what things you'd like to see. So check it out. And just saying, you have, if you're a Patreon member, there's a little discount on there for you.
Yes, there is.
So just you know, if it's something you're going to do, it might be worth your while.
That's not the only fun thing we have for our Patreon members.
We better shout it out now.
Let's do it.
Starting this week, or at least this month, we're going to be, for all the Patreon members, people who have supported, which, by the way, I got to do a shout out. I didn't tell you about this, but yeah. I'm just going to tell you. We had a Patreon member stop by the brewery this past Saturday.
Are you kidding me?
All the way up from Indiana.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it was super rad.
That's awesome. Who was it?
Karina. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Karina, it was great to meet you. It was super rad coming in, trying the product, just meeting the kombucha community. It was super rad. Yeah, it was fun. Just connecting with someone who... She was telling me about her homebrew setup and how she's changed a lot of things based on the podcast and how she's got her insurance starter going and, hey. You know, and she really loved a lot of the pepper-based flavors. She loved the pineapple jalapeno. She makes a lot of pepper-based ones at home, too.
I think the last one she ordered one that had quite a few pineapple jalapeno in there.
So, Karina, you're super rad. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a faithful supporter, and it was even more rad having you in. But it's just cool things like that. You're able to create that community from afar, people who are into the things that you are. We got to talk about the actual process for a long time when she was in. So
cool. Just,
it was rad. So all that to say is there's a bunch of exclusive community on the backside on our Patreon, and just to sweeten the deal, just because we're already feeling that holiday cheer coming on. We're feeling that giving glee that comes with the season.
Yeah.
Once a month, we're going to be choosing one lucky Patreon member to choose an 8-pack that we're going to send right to their door for absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
Well, I guess you are paying for the Patreon, but that's...
But, I mean... That's them.
I had to ruin it for myself.
No. That's them experiencing the joy of giving. so we're just giving back.
Yeah, it's going to be super rad. We just want to show some appreciation back towards you all that kind of connect with us on the back end and have showed support in that way. And so we're going to be picking one lucky Patreon member per month.
Yep.
And shipping you an 8-pack.
So it's a new perk we're integrating.
Yeah, it's super rad. And plus, like we've said before, we throw all of our discounts to that community, the people that, you know, we throw discounts over there, some back behind the scenes footage and just cool things like that. So, yeah, we are like right on a busy street.
Yeah.
Well, at least at this time of day, it's traffic hour. And like our street is so narrow that if anyone's just slightly over the line, it just messes up all the traffic, and there's about a million horns going off right now.
If you've ever been around a city driver, I mean, you know how it is.
Yep. So we got online shipping for our stuff, and it's been a long process to be able to figure out how to do it effectively and well, and to try to get it as efficiently as possible to your door, and in a way that we can feel really good about, like, hey, we're offering a good product and in a good way to get to you. And these are some of the features. These are some of the cool things we're able to offer. We hope you guys take advantage of them. Like we said, we threw up some discount codes on the Patreon, and let us know. We love it when you get the product and you share with us your experience. It means the world. Check it out. Let's wrap it up, Trev.
That's good.
End of day. Hope you enjoyed the episode. We appreciate you. If you want to support the podcast, one free way to do so is just leave us a 5-star review. Give us a little review action. If you're feeling extra, write a little review along with that star rating.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it so much. It's one way you can help support the podcast. Like we said, nationwide shipping anywhere in the country. We distribute regionally. Check the map feature link in the description. Someone let us know it wasn't working. It's working now.
It is. It is working now. thank you for letting us know.
We appreciate it. You have any further questions, thoughts, concerns, ideas, hit us up at info@thrivebrewco.com. We'd love to hear from you. Or hit us up on the Patreon on the back end. We look at all those messages. We appreciate all the feedback. We appreciate each and every one of you that is crazy about this whole world kombucha. We love it. And we appreciate you. Cheers to y'all.